For over 7 decades, this bridge was a record setter, the highest suspension bridge in the world. It continues to draw thousands of visitors every year who are amazed as they look through the planks at a river about 1,000 feet below them. Today's American Countryside returns after this. We hope you enjoy hearing the American Countryside right here every day. But when you're on the go, you can now hear our programs on My Farm Radio. It's a new app where you can hear the American Countryside and much more. Don't forget, you can always catch past programs and see our American Countryside television features at AmericanCountryside.com. So take time to download the free My Farm Radio app and enjoy some of our extra content at AmericanCountryside.com. Both are great ways to connect with our show as you travel the countryside. There's still time to reserve your spot with us to Brazil this January 29th through February 7th. This is the perfect time to head south. In fact, the amazing trip is priced below many similar length trips that stay right here in the U.S. And you'll be staying in outstanding hotels, including great meals and the sights you want to see. We'll be touring Rio just months ahead of the Olympic Games. Plus, we'll get into the countryside to see farms and ranches and much, much more. I posted our latest brochure. Just click the link at AmericanCountryside.com or simply call today at 888-2-AG-TOUR. Many of us may have taken a trip to the Royal Gorge in Colorado. It was a destination for many, even before you could cross the approximately 1,000-foot deep chasm in your car.
Finally, in 1928, there was a bridge builder from Texas named Lon Piper, and he decided that the technology was here now, was the industrial age, so they decided to build a bridge as an attraction.
Peggy Gare shares the story from the rim of that gorge.
It was the highest suspension bridge in the world for about 75 years. The bridge under the chief engineer, George Cole, was built in an amazing 7 months. They started June 5th, 1929, and they were finished by November.
The achievement was one that thousands immediately came to witness.
Their grand opening was December 8th, 1929, and according to the newspapers, there was 10,000 people here, including the lieutenant governor.
Although several decades have passed, it remains a place that many come to experience every year.
But it was always meant as a bridge where you could take a car across. Right now, we limit car traffic to early in the morning and very late in the afternoon, early evening. So it's basically a pedestrian bridge. It is 18 feet across, so two cars can pass.
Today, a gondola, zip line, and much more continues to amaze visitors who come to a landmark that's long been a destination for families. Traveling the countryside at Royal Gorge, Colorado. I'm Andrew McRae.